it's anywhere. Chats with all nine seniors this year. Ben Kinney with us, captain. I would assume, Ben, that you look back at your career here and Frozen Four-year was got to be the highlight, correct?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, all the teams are great. I mean, we've all had a lot of fun with them, and, you know, that was obviously a special time for us. And even the next year when we went to the tournament as an at-large bid, that was a great year for us as well. So, I mean, every year's had its ups and downs and its challenges, but they've all been great, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Not that you wanted to go through the medical issues that you've been through, but it's kind of nice getting an extra year, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, it was a smart thing for me and for the team, and, you know, I think came back and it's been better. So,
there aren't 22-year captains in the history of the program. Do you realize how special that is now, or is that something you're going to have to realize down the road?
You know, I think I've realized it a little bit now. I mean, talking to some people like Travis Winter, Matt Reed, Chris McKelvey, those guys had it. Those guys were great role models and leaders before me, so I learned a lot from those guys. And, you know, it's a special feeling, and it's a brotherhood that I'll have forever with those guys. So,
what are you going to remember the most about just even coming to the rink, not even necessarily about games?
You know, it was just being with the guys and just interacting with everyone around the rink. You know, Billy and even Toby, you know, those guys are great and they help us out so much. But, you know, the time you spend with your teammates, that's probably what you're going to miss the most. I mean, you're with them for 5 to 6, 7 hours a day, and then on road trips you're with them all day, you know. So you build great relationships with all those guys, and, you know, that's the thing I'll probably miss the most.
Well, one thing that I always appreciate more every year, it seems, is you go to the Nagel Golf Tournament and the guys come back and it's like they haven't missed a day. That's not necessarily unique to hockey, but it's even stronger in hockey, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of those guys, even if they don't keep in touch as much, right when you get back, you know, the same old jokes and the same old tactics are always the same. It's like they never left, and, you know, that's a special thing that we'll always share.
What's your favorite road trip of all the time you've been here? Either a place or one individual trip that you remember?
You know, going to Dartmouth every year was pretty fun. I mean, that's somewhere where we don't usually go, but those were fun. But I would say my favorite is going to Huntsville. I mean, it's even though it's not the easiest trip, we had great food, and, you know, it's just a great place to be. I mean, where else can you go where it's 70 degrees out in the middle of winter and you're going to play a hockey game? It's a different place, but, you know, it was a lot of fun for us as well.
Good luck this weekend, Ben.
All right, thank you.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.